The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Rick Patry with Eldora Newspaper and Nikki Thunder with KCHE Radio. Rick, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator, I'm not too politically involved, but everything I read in the media says that this has been an extraordinary convention so far. I just wanted a little impression from you on what's taking place in Cleveland.
Okay, several extraordinary things. One, I think the lineup of speakers and the environment inside the convention hall is a lot different. Extraordinary from 3 or 4 months ago when we thought there might take several ballots to decide who's going to be the nominee. Extraordinary from the fact that this would be the first non-political person to be nominated by the Republican Party in a long, long time. He's never held any office. Now, I don't know about all 44 presidents of the United States. I suppose you'd say George Washington wasn't a politician, and Eisenhower wasn't. Maybe some other generals weren't politicians before they became president, but I can't think of very many business people of the 44 previous presidents. So it's extraordinary from that standpoint, at least for recent history. Nikki?
Hi, Senator Grassley. Sam Koiker, our city administrator here in Cherokee, told me to tell you hi, first of all. And he, along with the people of Cherokee, are pleased that you got involved with the Tyson situation by sending a letter to Tyson and getting a quick response. Can you tell us about the letter you sent and the response from Tyson?
Yeah. Well, first of all, thanks to your political and economic leadership there in Cherokee and Cherokee County that they alerted us to the need. I had previously been told about that at one of my town meetings in Cherokee, but that was a few years ago. So I assume the building's been vacant for a while, and I assume that local people have been trying to push to get something done. And when I was contacted by your mayor, it was very easy for me to put together a letter and send it to the company and say you ought to work something out. Quite frankly, I was surprised with the quick reaction and positive response we had, and I'm glad to be helpful. I didn't think it looked that promising when I first sent the letter, but you never know. I always tell constituents when they want help, I can't get you anything the law doesn't allow. I may not get you the answer you want, but we won't know until we make the inquiries, until we make it the good old college try. In this particular case, the good old college try worked, and I hope that you there in Cherokee will be able to entice people to come into the community and into that building and make it work and create a lot of jobs, because I know that the closure there a few years ago hurt your economy. So I'm glad to be helpful.
Thank you.
Senator, is there any kind of a change in the feeling about our involvement in the Middle East with the events of the last few days, in Turkey specifically? Is the Congress becoming more and more reluctant to push ahead there, or is the feeling otherwise?
I don't think we can be I don't think we can be more reluctant to keep involved there, because as ISIS loses territory to Iraqi troops and to the Kurds, and with our help, we're finding that they are repositioning their war on terror against the Western world, and particularly America, by enticing people already in those countries to do damage like you saw in Nice and Orlando and Istanbul. So we can't be less aggressive than we have been. We maybe need to be more aggressive. But Turkey is a very, very important ingredient in this. And we may not like what happened in Turkey, or we may like what happened in Turkey. But I think that we have to continue to work with Turkey, entice Turkey's president to be more democratic in his approach. But it seems like it's very, very necessary, particularly because of our airport at Isirik there that's in eastern Turkey.
Senator, can you talk about your bill along with Senator Tim Scott on sentencing reform?
Yes. Sentencing reform does not do like what a lot of opponents say it would do. We pass the bill and we open up the prisons and let everybody out of prison. All this does is give people that are in prison, maybe been unfairly sentenced to long sentences, an opportunity to go back before a judge and get their sentence reduced. But the judge is going to have to make a decision of whether or not it should be reduced. Some people have had unfair sentences, and this is an opportunity to bring equal justice, particularly to my African-Americans and other minorities, and particularly at this time when there's, irritant between police and African-Americans. Anything we can do to quiet that would be beneficial, because we want all Americans to feel that they get a fair shake in our judicial system.
Senator, I wondered if since the time that it's become clear that Mr. Trump had the nomination locked up, if you had any opportunities to talk to him or get a clearer sense of where he may be going on specifics?
Not really, but I do. Since he had it kind of locked up, not since the last 2 days, I've had an opportunity to have a meeting with him with about 20 senators and another meeting with him with about 40 senators. And it seems to me that he has moderated his demeanor. It seems like he's a little more polished. It seems to me that he has an understanding of some of the things that this administration has done wrong, other than the three or four things he's emphasized during the primary season, and that he is getting into being a full-fledged candidate, putting together a campaign that hopefully he can win.
Senator, could you talk about your continuance to pursue fixes of the problem of social media posts involving nursing home residents?
Yeah, let me tell you, that's something we've heard from Iowans about. It's very beneficial to have my town meetings and to pay attention to my mail and email that comes in. Listening to Iowans is very important. So one of the things that came to us was complaints from some families about the use of iPhone cameras in nursing homes by people that are probably a little, I guess I'd say, they aren't appreciative of other people's property or privacy, and they ought to be appreciative of it. Their employees there, and they take pictures of people in nursing homes, probably very elderly, that are violating their privacy and exposing people to things that they wouldn't do on their own, and seem to be getting fun out of it and all that. And we've asked for investigations, and those investigations are going on. But I think the best thing that can happen is when the nursing home industry themselves, and I'm sure the leadership of that industry, don't like this, they don't approve of it, they're going to fire people that get involved in stuff like this. But for each person in the nursing home industry, particularly those that are leaders and managers, to take up this cause. It's better than passing any legislation, but if there's any violation of federal law, we want that law enforced.
And it looks like that's all we have time for, so thank you, Nikki and Rick, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.